It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are engineers this afternoon, and we'd like to welcome the Austin band Los Coast, who I first got to see kind of backstage at ACL. They did some tunes for us, and I was really knocked out. So I was glad to hear that you guys were coming back in, and we didn't expect the horn section, so that's always a pleasant surprise. So you're playing tomorrow night at Antone's, opening for Hard Proof, who we had a couple of days ago here live in Studio 1A. So that should be a great double bill.
We're really excited about it.
All right. So Trey Pivot is the kind of front person, the vocalist. He also plays guitar. Can we have you start off with a tune?
Certainly.
Does this have a title?
It's called Monsters.
Live in Studio 1A this afternoon with Los Coast, and that was a tune of theirs called Monsters. So, Trey, I understand the band kind of came into its own through a residency at Seaboys not too long ago.
I would say so. We've been playing there for, I guess, like 8 months now, like 8 or 9 months, on and off. And we've used it as kind of like a vehicle for practice and rehearsal and like experimenting and stuff. And they've been great to us, and they always welcome us back, and they're awesome people, so we keep going back. And
so that's still happening?
We play, we're not playing tonight, but we play next Thursday there.
Okay, and of course, tomorrow night you'll be at Antone's with Hard Proof. So you and guitar player John Courtney were kind of the ones that got the catalyst together. Tell us about that. How'd you guys meet up?
Yeah, I can jump in on this.
That's John Courtney.
Hi.
You're good.
Okay. So it's pretty funny. Trey and I were at a house party randomly about a year and a half ago. And we decided we wanted to play some music together. And when I went to add his number to my phone, it was already saved in there with some sort of weird metaphysical aura about it. So we decided to pursue it from there. And we had another band that we played with for a little while, but we were always the ones that stuck after practice. And we made music together and started to write some songs. And then we decided we would make an album, so we actually went out to Athens, Georgia to make it because we wanted to kind of get out of our comfort zone a little bit. So we went there for about 3 weeks, and Chase Park Transduction Studios there in town. We made a record, and then we came back and kind of populated the band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Georgia's kind of, Trey, that's your stomp home grounds, right?
Totally. It's a... I think it's kind of a big part of my identity. I'm realizing as I get older, just like, especially all the music there, I didn't really realize how much of like rock and roll is kind of like birthed there. So I have this like newfound pride in being from Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of cool. Little Richard, Otis Redding.
Totally.
James Brown was from South Carolina, but spent a lot of time in Georgia. So. And of course, all that REM and Southern rock. And
oh, yeah. I miss it, kind of. But Austin's great, too, so.
How long have you been here in town?
Like 3 years, I think.
All right. So, John mentioned an album. Have you guys recorded? Has this group recorded, or the core of this group recorded?
We have not. I mean, different parts. We multi-track a lot of stuff right now. So, we'll, like, bring in different people to do different things, and we kind of have, like, a... workshop mentality rather than just like this person is this thing and this is for that. We just kind of use a lot of different people for like sometimes even just for vibe, like some of the stuff that I really like are recording situations. Like I read this thing where like this D'Angelo invited like a bunch of people and they just have these like really intense jam sessions, and then like people like Kanye was kind of crazy, but he invited like Chris Tucker and Eric Clapton just to like judge the tracks and be like, do you guys like it? So I think that type of stuff is funny, just kind of using the studio as more of a hang than work or something.
Well, speaking of musicians, you want to take a moment and introduce your tribe here?
Totally. You got John Courtney.
Yes.
He plays everything, but right now he's playing synth and guitar. Aaron, beautiful
Hello.
Singer. There she is. Damien, always killing the skins. Natalie on keys. Megan on bass. Tyler on trumpet. Thomas on sax. And Allison on sax.
All right. How long have you been working with the horn section?
I think it was probably around the same time you saw us at ACL. We just had to step up our game a little bit.
Horn sections definitely step up the game, that's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, totally. All it's right. A nice thing to have around.
We're here with Los Coast, live in Studio 1A, here on KUTX 98.9. We get you to do another tune?
Yeah, totally.
Thank you.
Los Coast, live in Studio 1A in a tune called The Morning Wait. John Courtney on guitar there, and Thomas, who doesn't have a last name according to this, on blowing some nice tenor sax on that as well, and on vocals, Trey Pivot. Known collectively as Los Coast, you can catch them tomorrow night at Antone's, and also off and on at Seaboys on Thursdays for an ongoing residency. Great to have you all in here, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having
Thank
us.
You.
All right.
It's been a pleasure.
Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman have been our engineers. Also, we'd like to thank Jorge and Gabrielle and the whole video crew. And we'll have some video up online shortly at KUTX.org. The band's going to do one more tune, and all three songs will be up on our website very shortly at KUTX.org. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. Thanks for tuning in. I still have some tickets to give away. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience. We'll be right back.
here's a rogue horn. Did you hear it?
What?
Right on. Thank you.
Okay.
What happened?
Didn't hear it? Oh, good. Here's a rogue horn hit.